Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We do have the divisional round of the playoffs, and I, you know, we got into this a little bit yesterday, just talking about it. It is the easy low-hanging fruit sports talk topic, saying, ah, now it's really when the playoffs begin. I just think what's so intriguing about this year is, you know, every year there's a team that we say it's their year, mm-hmm. right? This is they've been building to this, and this is the moment where you find out whether they can do it. With this year, it feels like half the field or more is it teams. Like, this is your moment. It's been building to this. Can you do it? Can you not do it?
I got two teams. I'm glad you said half the field, because I got worried you're going to make me pin it down on the two obvious ones. I mean, it's the Ravens and the Bills for me. Even on like the NFC side, I think the Lions have been so injured, I can't possibly say it's their time, because they have an excuse for me. They have an out there because of the injuries.
They're number one seed. They're 15-2. How many times do you get to be 15-2?
They have 20 guys on their injury report. They're down to their like third and fourth string defensive backs.
I know that progress isn't linear. It has been for the Lions. They've gone from 9 wins. I think they had 12 or 13 last year to 15. And this is the best offense maybe Detroit's ever seen.
That's the bet. Can they just score a million points and just have the defense not even matter? But I think it's going to be incredibly hard for them to do.
So there's two teams that I've kind of thrown off. Commanders, because it's their first year, and you know Jaden Daniels is a rookie quarterback. Like, this feels like the beginning of a window, right?
Agreed. You can't put the Commanders in there. You can't put the Texans in there either.
Certainly not the Texans.
Both those teams feel
even the Rams.
Rams as well. Rams were supposed to be in this like mini rebuild thing, and they turned it into a great postseason experience. But they're take them out of the equation.
The only way that it might be that you could spin the Rams is twofold. One, Stafford is getting older, and two, the NFC is just not. There's not like one team that you look at and go unbeatable.
But
because
see,
of the Lions' injuries and the Eagles' personality.
They're
stuff.
Also hard, though, because I feel like they fall in the same category that the Eagles do, where it's like we've seen them recently in a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're talking about these it teams, we're talking about teams that are ascending and teams that are going to, you know, reach new heights. And both the Eagles and the Rams have recently been in Super Bowls.
But I just look at this and I'm like, man, the Eagles. Well, see, I think this is if the Eagles had won a couple years ago, if they had beaten Mahomes,
yeah.
I think maybe I feel differently. It feels like Nick Sirianni needs to go and win a Super Bowl. Then anything short of that, he might not be back next year.
Did you hear the report this morning? The report this morning was that Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are on good terms, finally.
Oh, well, that's good.
And it's good. Like, what?
What about A.J. Brown?
Yeah, right? They're like 48-16 all time together with each other. And the reports all offseason was how they couldn't get along. And now apparently they're on good terms. Okay, good.
So I looked at the Chiefs. It's clearly, I mean, this is... They have been. I don't want to say sleepwalking, but that's been an accusation. I think you've leveled that against them.
I have put that in their direction.
And there's the historical context of it's your year to be the first team to pull the sword from the stone and win 3 straight Super Bowls. I think the Lions. I definitely feel that way about them. The Eagles, but it's so wild. Like that is at the crux of the Ravens Bills game is just. Who do you root for?
Well,
like who's the team that truly is the this is your year kind of moment?
I think that's the question. Like, and whichever team wins that game and gets to take on what is presumed to be the Chiefs in the AFC title game, that'll be your welcome to the table moment. And you have to win that game if you're that.
So what's wild is you can spin it for the Ravens, right? Or you make a case for the Ravens because they were in the AFC title game last year and because Lamar took what he did 2 years ago and he just leveled it up to a different level this year. And Kansas City hasn't been the dominating Kansas City we're used to. You can take that last line, though, apply it to Buffalo, and say, this is really, it's not the first year, but it's the first year since Mahomes beat Allen with 12 seconds to go, where you're like, okay, they finally rebuilt that defense. You've whatever the weird thing between Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen is, he's just distributing the ball. They've got a run game.
They got a run game. James Cook is legitimately a top five running back, and people just don't want to recognize
there's
it.
There's so many things going on with the Bills where
McDermott's
it's like,
as aggressive as he's ever been. Like, he seems like he's turned the page as a head coach.
They haven't had this kind of the elements all kind of going in their favor right now. And so it adds just so much more to the Ravens-Bills game. Like you've kind of mentioned, Texans-Chiefs, oh, that's one team that it's this is their year kind of mentality. And the other, it's maybe we're still just happy to be here. Lions-Commanders. One team is a team that has been building to this for 3 years and one's, you know, fresh into the playoffs. Eagles-Rams, same thing. The crux of the Ravens, the intrigue of the Ravens-Bills game is somebody who has a justified, like a absolutely, you've been building towards this. You have everything you need potentially to build a championship and to win a championship this year. At least one of them's going home guaranteed this. That's a pretty cool spot to be in for the NFL playoffs.
I mean, to me, it is the entirety of the divisional weekend. I mean, it's such a great weekend and we got four games, but like to me, that's the bell of the ball. That's it. The winner of that game. Then there's so many repercussions, I feel like, for each team if they don't.
This is the rare time where I'm rooting for chalk. It is. I rarely ever will do this because I think
across you want, the board?
Yeah. Well, okay. When I say chalk, what I mean is...
So you want Chiefs, you want Ravens, you want Lions,
no,
you
no,
want
no.
That,
so what I'm
Eagles?
Saying, I'm talking about in the matchups of teams that are new to the party or who maybe their championship windows, I don't want them to win. I want Chiefs versus Bills or Ravens. I want Eagles versus Lions. Like I want the final four standing in football to be teams that you can all go, yeah, it's their year. Because I just think that makes it so much more. I think it's so fun to look at this and go, you can tell me that all four teams in that scenario, it's been building to this moment, and yet two teams are going to go to the Super Bowl, one's going to pull the sword from the stone and win it.
You think any upsets happen? The lines are kind of extreme. Chiefs are 8-point favorites. Lions are 9.5-point favorites. Eagles are 6.5-point favorites. I think both of us would say we'd take the Rams as the upset out of those three games.
CJ Stroud can throw. He can. I don't know that Texans team is as good as last year's Texans team, but I don't know that this year's Chiefs are as good as last year's Chiefs.
I'm rooting for it. I told you, I'm rooting for it. I don't want to say that the Chiefs will win guaranteed or hands down because I don't want to bet against myself as I watch these games because I would like a Chiefs meltdown.
216-474-0092. So there are rightfully probably four or five teams that we can claim it's this year. If you had to pick one team, whose year is this year? Like a team that's been building to it. This feels like a now or never moment for them. We got to sound the alarms for the Cavs, or maybe to not sound the alarms for the Cavs. That starts the 5 at 5 next on 92.3 The Fan.